This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Alyssa Walker-Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests, as a reminder, they are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. So we're here in Houston, Super Bowl 51. It is in the rearview mirror, and it is time to talk about what is going to be ahead for the Dallas Cowboys. Also, what is going to be ahead for the Texans. So we are delighted. We have extended an invitation to the host of DFW Sports Beat. He is amazing. We love when he's on the show. That is Brady Tinker. Good evening.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great and very excited to talk about the Cowboys with you. But first and foremost, give us your take on that historic comeback by the Patriots. It was a comeback for the ages.
Yeah, I was down there. And first off, I want to just say that I, you know, there is this Houston hates Dallas, Dallas hates Houston thing, which I'm not a part of because while I've been here 25, almost 30 years in Dallas, I grew up in Kansas City, so I've never genuinely understood it. And I asked a lot of people while I was there while we were doing interviews, you know, trying to explain it to me, and nobody really could. Everybody just sort of knows that it's there. But boy, was I impressed with what the city did. We were obviously all over downtown. We were in the suburbs for different parties, and everywhere that we went, it just seemed like it went great. The NFL, obviously. Yeah. Is always on top of everything, but you know, it just seemed to all go good. Now having good weather certainly helps, but I just thought the city just did fantastic. The people were great. Everything that we went to was just highly successful, and the vibe was wonderful.
Well, and hopefully it won't take another 13 years before the Super Bowl comes on back down to Houston, right?
Well, I would think, you know, I think that the things are affected by how things go. You know, I remember being in Houston 13 or 14 years ago when you guys had it before, but I was younger. I didn't stay very long, so I don't really have a reference point as to how that one went. But I know, you know, the Super Bowl they had in Dallas a few years back here, we got an ice storm. So I think it's going to be a while before Dallas gets another chance. But I would certainly think the way the city handled everything and everything that I've heard, another Super Bowl will be back there certainly much faster than that.
Brady Tinker of DFW Sports Beat is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio. And, you know, Brady, throughout the years, you have covered a lot of different events and sports. What do you think you learned from watching that historic and, I would say, inspirational comeback by the Patriots?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily understand the hate for the Patriots. I have a little angst when it comes to the conversations about, well, Tom Brady did all this to thumb his nose at the NFL or the commissioner or whatever it would be. And I don't really enjoy the conversations of, isn't it amazing what he's doing with all that's happened to him? First of all, whatever happened to him, he brought on to himself. Whatever's happened to that team in terms of them getting in trouble or losing draft picks or having been accused of cheating, for the most part, from everything we can all tell, it's all been true. On the other hand, I grew up in the era of, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And I don't really have much of a problem. I think deflated footballs are a traffic ticket in the NFL. So that aside, what the Patriots have done in a salary cap era is nothing short of amazing. And they may be, oh, they definitely are, among the top two or three franchises in terms of dominating a period of time in the history of sport. Because to dominate like they've done in an era when everything the NFL has done is set up so that no one will dominate. Free agency is what it is. The salary cap is what it is. Constant turnover of players from one team to another. Teams constantly having to make impossible decisions about keeping their best players, you know, and being able to pay them or not. It's virtually impossible to be a dominant franchise in the last 15 years in the NFL, and the Patriots have done it. And it's amazing, and they're the best at it, and Belichick's the best, and Brady's the best, period. And what we saw in that game just illustrated all of it. I mean, I'm sure you felt the same way at 21-3 at halftime or whatever it was. It was in grave doubt. But certainly at 28-3, we were done. And there was really nothing emanating out of the Patriots that said, hey, hang on. They've got all these big play offensive guys. Wait, no, they really don't. Well, they've got these big – no, they don't. Gronk's not playing. They have no fast wide receivers. There's no way this comeback's happening. And there were people around me. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm interested to see what happens because he's great. But this ain't going to happen. And then it did. And it was, to me, amazing. I, at no point did I think to myself, man, the Falcons are really screwing this up. Except for, you know, the last time when they got to the 22-yard line, didn't get any points. That was bad. And probably the difference between winning and losing. But other than that, that second half was phenomenal, nearly perfect, and was, you know, it was a tale of two halves, and New England wins again.
Well, Tom Brady is 39 years of age, and he orchestrates the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history to win what is fifth championship in 17 years. And, you know, as you watch him, as you evaluate him, he doesn't even seem like he's slowing down. How much longer does he truly have? I mean, what does your gut tell you?
I don't know. You know, he says he wants to play till he's 45, and you know, with Peyton and even Favre, and, you know, think back to the great quarterbacks that we've loved and watched, you could see, as Charles Barkley said, Father Time, you know, catching up to them. You could see their legs starting to give, you know, and or their arm, or in Peyton's case, you know, his core. He was such a core thrower that all of a sudden, you know, he didn't have that core strength anymore to be able to fling it. And it was just seemed like it was overnight for Peyton. And maybe that'll happen for Tom. But I haven't seen it. I mean, the flea flicker pass to me, you know, illustrated, he just flipped that ball 45 yards. And I've never thought he had the strongest arm in the world. I mean, he has arm strength, but he just, you know, he always throws it in the right spot. It's low when it needs to be low. It's high when it needs to be high. You know, he rarely puts his receivers in harm's way. But that throw on the flea flicker play, he just flipped it.
Mm-hmm.
And it still went 40 yards at age 39. So I'll tell you, doubting him is not something I'm going to sign up to do. So it looks to me like he's got at least another couple of years left, I would say. And he says until he's 45. And at this point, who's going to doubt him?
So let's move ahead. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Give us an update on Tony Romo's status. And will Jerry Jones, is he going to be able to say, you know, a lot of tears, I'm sure, but will he be saying goodbye to him as a Cowboy?
Well, Tony's status is that his wife is pregnant with their third child.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And they are building their own starting five. And they are thrilled and happy. And he's healthy. And he wants to play football. And so he's going to. And we've seen this, you know, throughout the years from quarterbacks in their middle 30s who don't think they're finished. Some more famous than this one, but this guy is the most competitive guy that I've probably ever been around in my life. He wants to win in everything, including the walk from the restaurant to the car. So he's not done, and it doesn't have anything to do with anything except he loved to compete. He absolutely loves the team nature of the NFL and football itself, and he absolutely loved to compete. And he feels like, I think, that this was a bad break, you know, and he's not pouty. I thought, you know, in his statement in week 10 or 11, when he basically looked at everybody and said, you know, it's Dak's job, this is Dak's team,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was one of the most, you know, genuinely wonderful team things that anyone probably has ever done. And maybe lots of other people have done it. Maybe it's just because of social media and we know everything that gets said and goes on. But I thought it was great, and I thought it helped propel this team through the end of the season and into the playoffs with, you know, a solidarity of, I'm standing over here if you need me, but I'm backing you and I'm helping you on every play. He's ready to play. And I, you know, we only saw one series in week 17 where he went 4 for 5 and moved the team right down the field for a touchdown. But everyone on that team tells me that in the last 7 or 8 weeks of the season that he was phenomenal, that he was old Tony, looking one way, throwing it another, moving the safeties with his eyes, you know, rolling around, looking healthy, certainly not as slippery as he used to be. And I think those days are behind him, but he's healthy and he wants to play. And if he wants to play, he'll play. I think that he's going to be a June 6th release. I think there's no good way for the Cowboys to do this financially. As much as Jerry loves him, you know, they could have gotten something for him before the trade deadline, but I don't think they're going to get anything for him now just because of his history of being injured. So there are four teams that seem to be in the forefront, and that is Houston, which I talked to a lot of people in Houston who mm-hmm. said, no, yes, maybe. Kansas City, interestingly enough, Denver, which is the one most people hear about, and then Arizona as well, because there's some question as to whether or not Carson Palmer's coming back or if they want him back. He does look a little bit old.
Brady, we are flat out of time. I wish we had time for two more segments, but we will catch up with you again soon. Thanks so much, Brady.
Oh, always available for you, Alyssa. Thanks very much.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in our final segment at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.